All right, thanks. Again, welcome, everybody. We want to say thank you to Scott Swift for being such a wonderful host.
Glad to have you here.
Allowing us to come up on the cool side of the mountains. Mr. Pilsen's most certainly grateful for the cooler weather.
Yes, absolutely.
And no smoke?
Yeah, oh, no, from New Harmony up.
It was smoking, huh?
No, it was cooler weather.
Oh, cool. Good, good, good. You can smoke within 25 feet of the building, anyway. Margaret Olson, welcome.
Thank you.
Summit County Attorney. We'll go around and introduce everybody. Robert, let's start with you.
Robert Cosen, I'm the Chief Prosecuting Attorney for the City of St. George. Sean Guzman is still the City Attorney. But he's still City Attorney.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He might get kind of touchy, I don't know.
I'm Ron Wade, UPC, IT guy, whatever.
Marilyn Jasperson, Prosecution Counsel.
Bob Church, Director of UPC.
Yeah, Alex Wilson, I'm with the Legislative Fiscal Analyst Office.
Welcome.
Steve Garcet, Layton City.
Jan Ferris, Morgan County Attorney.
Scott Swett, Wasatch County.
Tyson Skeen, Utah Prosecution Counsel.
Jeff Buhlman, Utah County Attorney.
Barry Huntington, Garfield County Attorney.
Paul Boynton, SWAP.
Simville, Salt Lake County DA's Office.
Will Carlson with the Salt Lake County DA's Office and SWAP.
Greg Ferris, Utah St. Joe's Office.
I'm Margaret Olson. I was just appointed to fill Robert Hilder's term as
Senator. Well, congratulations and thanks for joining us today. Just as if you're wondering why some people have 10 cards, some don't, that's just for helping us with the minutes so we know who the UPC staff is and those people that are actually on prosecution counsel so that we don't get somebody trying to sneak a vote in on us. Make sure they're doing all right.
Russia.
All right. If nothing else, again, is there anything that you wanted to say welcoming us here, Mr. Swett?
You know, I don't have a speech, but this is our search and rescue building. It's great for meetings like this. I'll see if we can open the door and show you some of our equipment on our emergency communication centers upstairs.
Good.
Oh, cool.
All right. Yeah, we'll get the little tour.
I don't know if we'll get a tour or not, but I'll see what we can do.
Okay. All right. Now the Bob Church always has that kind of a key. Might be in the trunk of his car, but he got a key to get in. Yeah. All right, let's jump right into it. The approval of minutes from April 26th meeting. Anybody had an opportunity to review those?
I had a chance to review them, and I knew that we approved them.
All right. Motion from Mr. Church to approve the minutes from April 26th. Do I have a second?
Second.
Right. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Kathy Locker.
Hi, Kathy Locker.
Hi. She's delegated from Haley, who is the...
Oh, okay.
She's the co-chair of UPAA, so she's sitting in for...
I'm sitting in.
For,
all right.
For Haley.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your coming up, Kathy. All right, let's go right into the financial report. Mr. Church, you want to pull everybody off the edge?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's do that.
Yes. Again, let me apologize. Having been gone the last 2 weeks doing the training, which we'll talk about when we get down to legislative training, I thought that I would be able to remote access our budget program, but having made the move down to College Drive, it's now a second layer that we have to go through. We have to go through Huber Wells and then to VTS to access it, and it wasn't letting me in. So I apologize that you did not get budget information until yesterday. And also, Marilyn and I were trying to finish up the pending minutes. We realized that she had a portion on her phone that when we were in Vernal last week.
On your phone.
On,
it was on your phone.
Well, it was my phone that was sent to somebody else to transcribe. Anyway, long story short is we couldn't pull those up either remotely, and so that's why I wasn't able to get the majority of this to you until this week. So I apologize. The last 2 years, the first year, I wasn't really good about getting out a week early, but the last 2 years I've tried really hard to get out at least a week in advance. So, okay, so the tab B is just the financial report from spring conference, if you want to take a look at that. We finally got all of the numbers in. You'll see that we are about $318.58 to the good, so we're good with that. The regional updates, between Tyson, I, and Greg, and Daryl Bell from Greg's office, Shelly Kudrow, and Janice here get out.
Alicia.
So we had a good tour of the state. The first.
Will.
Oh, Will. Oh, yeah, sorry, Will. Sorry. I'm getting off on the report. We're sticking strictly with the budget right now. We don't have the final numbers in, but I think we're going to come in under budget on that, what we budgeted. So.
Yes.
Okay. Then UPAA, again, we don't have all the final numbers in, but.
My projection is that we'll be right on target, if maybe a little bit under budget.
Okay. Then tab C is the surcharge, fiscal year to the date. We are late enough in June that I thought May's numbers would have been out, but I still don't have May's surcharge number, so you'll just see what we have through April. So that those are those numbers, and you can see comparing it from last year. What I did though for our budget comparison report on tab D is I did estimate roughly what I think May and June's numbers would be. So when you're looking at tab C, the budget comparison report, tab D, I have estimated those numbers for purposes of this report. However, it is still not complete because we don't have all the final year-end data. For example, we don't have Tyson's final numbers from his grant. What other numbers are we still lacking? Well, just some of the expenses from a regional, I mean, just some of the bills that have not come in and we still don't have.
No, we're just pending some from regional and a couple of bills from EPA.
That's
right. Other than that, everything should be in there up to May in terms of expenses.
So you can see, I mean, we're ending on a good note in terms of our FY17 budget. Does anybody have any questions about that? Again, I apologize. We only have a very short time to look at that. Okay, so let's go into the proposed FY18 budget. Some of you have not yet read any of the emails that I sent, which is good, so disregard the email, the doom and gloom email. So we're just so you can, if you printed the packet and brought it with you, you can disregard and discard the tab E that I sent you that showed that we were about $27,000 under budget. As I said in the email when I sent that out, I was hesitant to send it out until after I met with Kimberly Schmeling. She's a budget or fiscal financial director at the AG's office. And so I met with her yesterday afternoon and have a much better report. So, like I said, you can disregard everything in that. We're going to have more of a carryover than I had anticipated. I failed to factor in that we didn't pay Donna for the last 5 years, 5 years, 5 months. 5 years. 5 months of
this. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Right there.
So I forgot to factor that in, so that was a bump. And so that is actually going to increase the amount that we're going to have in the carryover for this year. And then I have been, what Mark's practice was, is he would average what he would predict the surcharge, and then he would reduce it by $10,000, $30,000 just because the surcharge has been going down. Kimberly encouraged me not to do that. For various reasons that you know I felt comfortable with, and so the number that you see, it's maybe not quite halfway down. You'll see surcharge and non-lapse and carryover where the 100,000 is. She actually thinks it's going to be more than that, and so I'm conservative in the 100,000 carryover, and then the 546,495 is the average of the last 5 years. The appropriation is in. It's just over $600,000, so this even is below what the appropriation is going to be. So that's where we got the big boost that took us from the red to the black. We are planning to do advanced trial skills this year, whatever we end up calling it. We're planning on doing that and then just our regular conferences. The one I haven't factored in is there's a category of other conferences that I need to get with the training committee. And with the positive numbers now that we're looking at, there may be another conference or two that we want to try to put in. You'll see under expense reimbursement, the $182,008. These are the reimbursements under House Bill 200 that we are getting for until we get something done calling the new DONA, the trauma-informed response prosecutor trainer. So that was helpful. Let's see. The John R. Justice Grant, you can see that. I have kept the $13,000 in there as a swap reimbursement for a civil conference, but we can discuss that as we get into that and see how the council feels about asking SWAT to reimburse us the net costs for a civil conference. And then Tyson's, the reimbursements for Tyson's salary, as well as Tyson is able to pay for some of the lodging for the students at BASIC and some other things, so that's what 136 is. With PIMS, last year I only projected $10,000 in PIMS income. We actually had $28,000 or so this year. And I'll report on this when I get to the case management, is we are still going to get PIMS income until everyone gets on a case management system. But with the deployment scheduler that Journal Technologies is looking at, it may be up to 2 years before everybody is converted. So I think you will still get some PIMS income in the coming year. And then Ron and I will also be talking about what duties he will play, and if you want to charge those jurisdictions, you know, a small fee for those duties, but we'll get to that. Okay, the big jump, the administrative fees, the $35,700 to the Attorney General's office. In the past, it's always been $15,000, so it was a $20,700 increase. When I met with Kimberly, the brief explanation, and if you've got some additional questions, is essentially because we heavily use the AG's administrative staff for travel claims, reimbursement, things like that.
Out of state travel.
So the increase will cover that usage. It's also they would like to centralize office supplies, office equipment. So that, and this is because space is a real premium there, and a lot of the divisions, departments have their own storage closets, things like that, so she's trying to combine multiple things. But there's a lot of different reasons at how they came up with this number. Steve will talk about in just a couple of minutes the meeting that he, Barry, and I had with Spence Austin and Missy Larson, and they encouraged us to ask Kimberly for kind of a breakdown as to see just exactly what we're being assessed, how it is, and in some instances, as I explained yesterday, some of the office supplies that we use for our training events and other things are very different than what the AG's office would have in a supply cabinet. And so maybe we can reduce this number by maintaining our own costs. But until we get a specific breakdown, that's what the AG's office will be assessing us. The rest of the admin fees have remained the same. The conferences, those numbers are based on what we had last year plus just a slight amount. Let's see, going down, the legislative training, I kept that in, or put that back in if you looked at tab E, but we're not, that's just wiped from our memories. Okay, let's see, going on to the next page, the annual MCLE fee. In the past, I've been budgeting around $2,000 for that, but Marilyn let me know that actually that is just the accreditation fee that we pay each year.
So the presumptive.
Oh, thank you, yeah. So that dropped down because we're actually factored into the cost of our conferences the remaining $1,800 that I would normally put there, so there was some savings there. I kept in the donation to the Utah Council, the Crime Victims Conference. We usually make a $1,000 donation to them, so I put that back in. if the council's okay with that. We have some hardware needs, and that's the wish list, but that, we can work with that. LEOJ training, Paul, did we?
We have not had one during this.
Okay.
Let's see.
I think.
Did we do one?
Well, we did last fall, but
okay,
we haven't had one this spring.
Okay, so that actually contributed to our carryover because we budgeted $2,000, thinking we'd do it twice. But do you think we'll be doing it again this year?
Yes.
Okay.
We've had a lot of requests on it, and so they're trying to set one up right now.
Okay. So we.
I don't know if we're going to end up doing two or what. It depends on how many requests.
Okay.
Unfortunately, none of them will be in this fiscal year, obviously.
No, sure. No, but this is for anticipating that we can do it next year. So I put that back.
I think you ought to count on two.
Okay. Let's see. Data management has remained the same. Let's see. One thing that I failed to put in the summary is Rod discovered that for Tooele County, we were paying their hosting fees,
well,
correct?
PIMS was able for a limited number in a couple places. It was very technical to get everybody started, but they were doing some filing of information with the courts, and there were a few counties that were using that. All of the ones that were using it except for Tooele County are not using it anymore. And so there's a fee associated with that. There's a server up on the DTS server farm somewhere and the database that we're being charged for. It was, I can't remember the number. What was it, 1,800 or something like that a year? And right now, Tooele County is the only ones using it still. And so if we, that would be almost about $2,000 savings to not do that.
So what we did
but
is
Tooele County is using it to do filing of information electronically with
right, so,
using PIMS.
Yeah,
even though they're using a different system, they use PIMS to file it, which I don't understand. But
really what it came down to is what UPC was paying the $1,800 to $2,000 bill solely for Tooele County. So I had Ron write a letter, I signed it, putting Tooele County on notice that as of July 1st, pending the council's vote or approval, that would go away and they would need to pay for that. So when we're done here, if we can get a vote on that issue as well. Okay. Let's see. We are hosting the NAPC, our national counterpart, National Association of Prosecutor Coordinators. We are hosting the winter conference down at Zions. So that is going to, result in some savings on travel costs. If there are any of you guys that would like to come down to meet the national counterparts, you're welcome to do that. It's going to be December 4th through the 6th. It's a Monday through Wednesday down at Zions and
Zion Park Inn.
So,
their new facility.
Yeah, so we'll get the information out as it comes closer. Mark Nash is going to come back. He wants to meet some of his people.
Is that with Christine Hamon's group?
Well, no, she's separate. She comes to that meeting and gives a report, but it's separate.
Right. Okay.
Oh. That reminds me, did you all see the email that Kate Shobart Cohen has resigned as the National District Attorney's National Chair? She didn't say who the new one is, so.
Executive Director. I suspect that will be the subject of discussion in July.
Right, so meeting.
Yeah.
Well, the email that she said is just that she's accomplished everything that she's wanted to, and she's moving on to pursue other exciting opportunities.
Yeah, I'm on the executive committee with NDAA, and so it was really part of just some performance issues, some policy communication issues. So the committee, and then with Mike Freeman is coming in as the new president for NDAA. I think there was just some discussion about just sort of moving in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it was sort of done that way. And I suspect there'll be the topic of discussion in Minnesota about the replacement.
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job in taking NDA out of some of the DOJ problems that they've had. But there were still some fiscal realities that needed to be managed that the
that could have been maybe handled a little bit differently. So the executive council had met. There was a lot of discussions, but I think it was just sort of decided that it would be mutually beneficial for everybody to kind of move on in their own direction. So hopefully there's nothing bad about it. I texted her yesterday. She sent her notice out yesterday. So it'll be an amicable movement, but it does leave a vacuum in that executive position out there.
Okay, so that just thought about, anyway, that just came up when you asked about Chris Hammond. Chris Hammond is still doing her
best practices
nonprofit. Right. But yeah, that's a separate entity.
Yeah.
That's right.
But she will be at NDAA. She goes to that, and she'll be at the NAPC meeting as well. And I think Will's going to be able to attend for the first time this year, so we're excited
about great.
That.
Yeah.
That'll be an educational experience.
Right, right.
Bring your hiking shoes.
I wanted to be just as an FYI, we are working actually with NDAA and Chris Hammond, and we're going to host next year the first ever national conference on prosecution excellence. That's going to be done next year. We're still working out the details for it. We're anticipating probably about 300 attorneys from around the country to come there.
That's great. The salary, did you have a question? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The NAPC meeting to host here, just in case there's in the back of mind a concern, is they pay for all the costs. So really the only costs are for Marilyn and I, and if Tyson goes down and we'll have our new, the new Donna, I should come up with a better title, the trauma prosecutor. will go down, so it's just covering our expenses to travel down there. But yeah, NAPC covers all the costs, and they are very excited to come back. They were here, what, 10, 12 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Or longer than
it's
that?
It's been a while.
So, okay. Then the other thing I was going to say, the salaries represent the slight bump that the legislature approved this year, so there's no big changes there. Then on the last page just has the UPA or the pass-through for UPAA. UPAC, our best practices committee. I keep trying to get resurrect that, but I put in just a couple of $500 to cover for travel costs. That's my goal after I get past this case management, is to resurrect our best practices committee.
Okay, so, and you actually did budget this time for some unusual prosecution expenses. We haven't done for a while.
Oh, no. That's the UPAA pass. I was going to say, so with that, you know, with a little bit extra, we could talk about that, about doing that. Kimberly says that on our job spreadsheet, or what we're authorized, we actually have a position for a part-time legal secretary. I mean, hire a legal secretary, be just more of an admin secretary. As I massage these numbers, if we could hire a part-time secretary, that would be a huge benefit, because I think all of us, I know me in particular, the last 2 months, I feel like I've been doing more secretarial work than directorial work. So I'm going to look at these numbers, and we're going to come back with the final budget in September. Hopefully have a proposal to see if we can afford to do that. But maybe not. Maybe I'd rather have a carryover each year than a secretary, but we'll talk about that. So again, I apologize that you only got these numbers either yesterday or this morning. So I don't know if you want to vote on it or it takes more time. If there's any questions.
Any questions? What's the council's feeling on this? You want to look at it some more? Do you think you're ready to at least? I mean, obviously, we can always amend it if situations arise. I totally agree that if Tool is the only one using that facility, they should be paying for it. I mean, that's a given.
You need a motion to say that we ought to send that letter to take the $1,800 away.
Well, we'll accept the proposed budget as well as having Tuwela.
I'll make the motion that we send the notice to Tuwela the reduction in $1,800.
And the proposed budget.
Accept the proposed budget as proposed.
Yeah. Motion to accept the proposed budget and let Tuwela know they need to pay for their own IT work. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Any discussion on that one? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Okay. Well, that was much easier than this time yesterday morning. I was stressing.
Well, all the way down here, thank you very much. Thinking, okay, what are we going to cut? What are we going to do?
Well, I sent the ignore that email probably after you left the office.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, yeah. Everybody got any Prius? Training committee report, just FYI, we did have a meeting that was scheduled earlier this week, but with all things going on, we went ahead and canceled that meeting. And so we haven't met since our last meeting, so we don't really have anything from the training committee, but I'll have let Bob talk about our conferences and the updates that they've done and what we've got coming up.
So how many offices? I know Jeff and the AG's office and Sim's office watched remotely spring conference. Once we got things fixed, how was it?
It was good. Once the technical things were fixed, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. You had a pretty good crowd to start out. By the end, it dissipated.
Well, and we were really frustrated with that because...
Well, my point only is that you would have had a much larger crowd throughout.
Right.
But the initial people that came initially, I think we might have had 20.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, just to reiterate, Ron went up to Logan and tested everything, and it was working fine. I'm just saying, we apologize. We experienced some challenges on the CLE part. Marilyn, do you want to report on that?
Well, where do I start? I promised Sydney Curry at the bar we would never do this again. So, just to start with that. For the bar, if you're not in a conference in person, then you have to do a self-study. So there was kind of some back and forth and miscommunication that I learned yesterday. But the way it was explained to me was, if you were there in person and you did the evaluation, you got your certificate, then that was good. So then I sent in a separate report for those that were actually there, along with the check. So you, in order for it to be recorded, it has to be paid for. The remote, my understanding, when I discussed this with Sydney initially, was she needed the certificate and the self-study form, but because registration fees were paid to us, the person did not have to send in the $10 that it said on the form. So that's what I did, was I required everyone who was remote or watched it via video, you know, after the fact, had to do the evaluation, get their certificate, send me their self-study form. So I made up two different lists. And those people who did not send me their self-study form, which was just a handful, they have not been reported. But everybody else that sent me those forms, and I sent out a plethora of emails of, okay, last call, get your form in. You know, so I wanted to make sure everybody had their hours accounted for, that it was the reporting. So needless to say, it was... On the CLE side, it was an ordeal. So I think going forward, if we're going to do this again, that anyone who does it remote, it's going to be totally on you. It's going to be self-study. You're going to have to handle it from the bar. I don't know how that's going to impact for the registration fees, because we still put on a conference. It still costs us to do the conference. So whether that's we do it just video, you know, just videotape it and put it out that way. That would be my question to the council or to the training committee of how do you want to move forward? Because I had to be in contact with Sydney Curry, and it was a real headache for her, especially when she has 4,000 plus attorneys, not just us, to get in. You know, to report. So that means I get a lot of calls back of spring conferences not showing up, what do I do, and everything is really fine. As long as attorneys get their documents into her on time, and I get mine in on time, then you're fine.
Well,
but they just are not going to get it in, you know, input it into